Blog Talk Radio.
I am not no Nikki, not no Missy, not no Iggy, not no Shauna, or no Audra, not no Trina, or no Nitty, but I fuck with them, yeah, I fuck with them, so please don't get it twisted. I'm from a gender that considers hating more than complimenting. I'm a woman, yeah, a woman, don't expect y'all girls to get it. Talking shit about each other don't necessarily mean you win, cause I gotta play on words that'll make a rapper chick just quit. But your girl is never threatened the same way she never did. I'ma get it, I'ma get it, Biggie says sky is the limit. Put my CD on the map, be the best in Allen Chico, get it. Be a blessing to my mama, make a whole new way of living. Make my baby daddy wish he never hit it and then quit it. I'ma get it, I'ma get it, yeah, bitch, I'm trying to get it. The flow is cooling down, but I think the steam's relit. Balling was a dream, and now I'm about to live it. But y'all can keep the fame and all the shit they say come with it. You can have the egos, a false sense of confidence, cause I just take the guap and the title of it illest. No, I'm not the thickest, and my titties ain't the biggest. If that was on the memo to be the thickest, then I miss it. And no, I'm not a...
Hey, everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 24. And that was a little bit of ironic, and I had to play that because it fit pretty much perfectly with tonight's theme. Why do women hate on other women trying to pursue goals? Of course, this is, as I mentioned, episode 24. Haven't done a show in a while. IMTN Worldwide Radio was originally conceptualized by myself in a way to be able to put forward a lot of the talent that I work with directly and indirectly, as well as people in the industry that I get to work with directly and indirectly. We talk about topics within the industry, but then from time to time, of course, talk about, you know, daily events, monthly events, yearly events, things that just are going on and things that are important to people. So, like I said, tonight's discussion is going to be about that. Now, also tonight, special treat, I will have the Fairfax twins as my guest host, and actually, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get them on right now, so hold on a moment. Lauren Whitney, are y'all on?
Hi. Hello.
Hey, there you go. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
I'm doing fine. Well, thank y'all for joining me. Let me go ahead and let y'all do a little introduction for yourselves.
Okay. We are the Fairfax twins. I'm Miss Whitney Marie.
I'm Lauren Ashley.
Hello, everyone.
How are you guys? We're from Fairfax, Virginia.
Yep. And for the D.C. area, for those of you who don't know where Fairfax is, and the lovely Chris Royster just asked us to be a guest on this radio talk show tonight, so we're honored.
And I thank you all for
being here.
tell the audience real quick some of the stuff that you've done. How long have y'all been? Audience of Fairfax Twins are new to IMTM in regards to modeling and acting and whatnot. Tell everyone, Lauren and Whitney, some of the stuff y'all have done the last few weeks.
Okay, well, Whitney, you can go.
Okay. We've done a couple of photo shoots. We've been taking, I want to say, pictures for a while, but we've been really modeling for the past 2 months now. So we've gotten to work with a lot of cool people in the industry. We've met a lot of people already. Derek G, David with Visual Cocktails. We were in Miami. We met Carrie Hilson. We met J. Cole just this past weekend. So we're just kind of getting our foot in the door right now.
So. Yep. We actually just had a photo shoot last Wednesday. That went really well with photographer Lee. So we're just like Whitney said, really trying to get our foot in the door and, you know, putting in all our hard work and just trying our best to accomplish our goal.
Okay. And that And those two words you just actually finished saying, positive and goals, is one of the reasons I'm doing this show. And FYI, everyone, be looking for the Fairfax Twins in a future issue of Straight Stuntin' Magazine. Shout out to Visual Cocktail for that, as well as other projects that you will be seeing the girls in. I can announce that. So let's actually go ahead and roll into the show a little bit. Like I said, the theme of this particular show is why do women hate on other women trying to pursue goals? Lately, well, especially in my industry, that's just pretty much something that just goes on all the time when people step themselves out of the realm of being comfortable into the limelight, so to speak. And as much as, you know, one person wants to be strong and powerful and intelligent, you know, there's always someone bringing them down. So, ladies, first question I have to ask is, you know, pretty direct. Why do you think women hate on other women trying to pursue goals?
Did you want to go first, Lauren? Okay. Well, I think it has a lot to do with just, you know, the outcome of maybe the hard work you put into trying to accomplish goals. A lot of people, and I guess women for this specific question, don't like to see other women succeed, maybe for various reasons, you know, envy, jealousy, or maybe, you know, these women are accomplishing goals that they wish they were accomplishing. So instead of maybe, you know, trying to figure out what they're doing so that they can get on the same page, they just hate and they just, you know, turn ugly. And, you know, I guess
right.
That's one of the reasons.
Okay. I mean, to say what Lauren was saying, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, a lot of women not being able to believe in themselves enough to actually go out and accomplish these very same goals that other women are doing. Like, we're no different from any other woman. We are all in the same goal, just trying to do the same thing, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, all of that. So it just depends on how dedicated you are, how much work you're willing to put forth, like how bad do you want it, basically. So.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the keys in my part of the job is finding the ones who are actually that dedicated and like I said, with the confidence issue, you know, sometimes you might not be as confident, but that shouldn't deter you from at least trying to get started.
Right.
Actually, we already have a caller, so let me see if we can get a caller in and see what they have to say. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Who's speaking here? Caller, you're on the air. lost that caller.
Disconnected, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, it happens. They'll call back. So let's go to the next question I have for y'all to see to just go further into it. Directly, have y'all had a personal experience where you've been quote unquote hated on?
Plenty of instances. I don't know if I remember one in particular, but it's just when it comes down to, oh, yeah, did you hear what this person said about you, this, that, and the third? You're like, oh, really? I didn't even know about that. I didn't know that about myself. Wow, that's new to me. So, you know, when you hear things like that, you know somebody's hating.
And when you can't find a direct link as to who said it or a direct source, it's always like, oh, I heard it from this person who told me this, who's heard it from that person. It's like, oh, really? So do you know the actual person who said, you know, what they said about me? And most likely the answer will be like, no, not really, actually. Oh, okay, so then why should you believe that, what they, you know, the rumor or, you know, anything
right.
that they're saying about you?
How does it, even in the believing part or not, how does it initially make you feel, though?
You know, at first, I think we got kind of bothered by it. But, I mean, you know, the more hard work we put towards this, you know, the more we stay positive, you know, we grow stronger. It's like we don't even care about it. We just let it, you know, roll off our shoulders, just brush it off, move it on, keep it moving, you know? So
yeah.
As long as you're staying positive, smiling, staying busy, I mean, if they're hating on us, you know, it must mean we're doing something right. So that's just the way we look at it at the end of the day.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, that's a definite point. And anything to elaborate on that?
Well, I do have, this is Lauren, I have a personal experience, actually. Well, it's not really one experience. It's just at the job that I work at, I work at two jobs, and one of the jobs I work at, I'm a hostess. So I find that when women come in with their boyfriends, romantic restaurant, by the way. So when they come in with their boyfriend, it's like they see another, when women see other, you know, women who are, you know, beautiful, they don't even make eye contact with me. They have this little attitude, and it's always the boyfriend who's asking for the table. And it's just like, you know, you don't have to do that. You can smile. You don't have to be, you know, upset. I'm not trying to take your man away from you. I'm trying to do my job and see you guys at a table. So have respect, you know.
So here's the thing, and I'm going to cut in just on that, and because you kind of rolled into my next thing. Do you think that directly is a product of the media, like TV, radio, magazines, and things of that nature, as far as the whole threat level of someone else walking in or whatever? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think the media does, you know, play a huge role in that. But Whitney, you can... Since I know your answer, you can elaborate on that question.
Oh, you know what I'm about to say, of course. But
Quentin.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Just with the media, all of that, that's exposure. So, of course, that's going to have a huge impact on how women perceive other women. But, I mean, I think that women should just embrace each other. Just be like, yo, you are beautiful. Like, just compliment each other. It's not that serious. You don't have to... Give me the same guy. Like, I see you in the corner of my eye. I see you staring at me. Why are you staring at me? So, I mean, it's not that serious. There are so many beautiful women in this world. Like, it's not that serious to hate, you know? It's not worth it. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Definitely it's a waste of time. Y'all know me. I don't like to waste time. But you would think with all the multiple, I don't know who I was talking to, but I was bringing up examples of certain people as far as their dedication level and work ethic. I was bringing up, you know, Beyonce and, you know, Rihanna. You know, Rihanna spends $20,000 a week on her hair. Okay, you know, that's kind of high up there as far as hair goes, as far as I'm concerned. But she's willing to do that to put herself in a position to where she maintains and whatnot. Kara, you know, you mentioned Kara. Y'all met her, you know, while y'all were here in Miami, and she has the, you know, the Pretty Girl Rock song, and all these different examples. But it always seems that no one ever pays attention to them. I mean, if I hear the lyrics of some of these songs from Beyonce and some of these things, and I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty kind of inspirational. If I was a girl, but I'm not.
It's
so
empowering.
Why is it falling on mostly deaf ears? Because at the end of the day, when I look around. What I see is just the opposite, you know, and that's what is, you know, the real confusing part of it is because, and these are the upper echelon of people here. And then, you know, I'm not even mentioning, you know, actresses and things of that nature what you see on TV and movies. Mm-hmm. So is there still something, you know, and is it genetic? I don't know, but what, there has to be something more to it.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, you're mentioning Beyonce and Rihanna, and I think, you know, that's the media, so it has a huge impact on the viewers.
Right.
So,
the more power, basically the more power you have, you know, especially a woman, you know, the more you're hated on. And that's just how it is. So, I mean, but
well,
then
look.
Again, on the other side, you have a lot of people that love you. So.
True. Looks like we have another caller, and I'm pretty sure I know who this is. So let me get her on the line real quick. Hold on. So, caller, you're on the line.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Hey, everyone.
Hi. Hello.
Calling in.
Hey.
Actually, you know what, Ironic? This is the first time y'all been on the air together. Ironic, the Fairfax Twins. Fairfax Twins, Ironic.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Chilling. I just saw that Chris. I saw the email that you're on the air, Chris, and called to, you know, support.
So how do you feel? What do you think?
There you go.
Well, I don't even know what the question was.
why do women hate on other women who are pursuing their goals, basically? So what is your opinion?
Women hate on women in general, not just for pursuing their goals. Women will hate on women for just being good looking. I think that's just I think it's in, as much as it sounds, it's a competitiveness. A woman will be more inclined to, you know, hate on a woman than to compliment her. And I think it's just because, for whatever reason, it's like either insecurity or lack of confidence, you know, and it's unfortunate. But as far as pursuing their goals, it just stems back to, you know, the root of insecurity, because a real woman is not going to, you know, hate on a woman pursuing their goals, but absolutely. But an insecure woman that's either jealous or envious, or, you know, that's not up to par. Maybe she's not up to par with her life, and she, you know, she looks at her as a threat. She's you know,
right.
You look at all those shows, the Basketball Wives, and all these different females shows how they look, make us look crazy, because those women, they portray themselves as being crazy, and they're just fighting over, you know, what, a stature that's obviously not met, you know?
Right.
And
that's exactly
ironic. That's the reason I put that question in regards to the media, and that's exactly what I was alluding to in regards to the perception.
All the reality.
And I always tell everyone is that you control how people perceive you. You know, if you don't jump in the hot tub butt naked with 20 men, no one can, you know, misunderstand that you might not be a hoe. Okay? And that's real. But when people see this over and over and over again, that first assumption when you're walking down the street in the tight little dress or the bikini, if you're on South Beach, of course, where it's warm right now, they're going to get an assumption that you might be something that you're really not. And that, of course, everybody will say that's not fair. But then, like I said, it's a matter of when will the tide stem one way or the other. So.
No, absolutely. Right. I agree with you 1,000%. And it's like, you know, as far as females in the industry, like, you know, if you're not trying to prove that you're not something, you know, then you shouldn't even be dressing a certain way, or you shouldn't be so defensive. Because if you know who you are and what you're doing, you know, and you know that's not what you're trying to do, then you need to check yourself with that. So everybody's calling you a hoe, or everybody's saying, oh, you do this, you do that. You know, everybody else isn't crazy. You know, so you need to check yourself, because that's just the aura you're giving off.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Ironic, I really appreciate you putting in your 7 cents. And like I said, you being a female artist in the industry, I don't know if you actually heard I actually played the your No Genre track, because it fit the mood exactly how, you know, I want it to. So when you get to listen to the show later, definitely check that out. Ironic, before I let you go, let people know what you're doing right now, what you got coming up.
For sure. Actually, got a show at LMU University this Thursday. We're doing a benefit concert for Hands for Africa, which is a nonprofit organization to raise money to rehabilitate African communities. Then shooting some videos coming up at the end of the month. Got some shows in Michigan, South by Southwest coming up at the end of March. You know, just grinding. We keep it going, keep it moving like it never stopped, you know?
And, of course, if you would like to book Ironic for anything, of course, you can email me. I forgot my email address. That's it. IMTM Worldwide. My mind just went blank. Thank you, ladies. Well, Ironic, I'm going to let you go for now, but thank you for the continued support. Tell the ladies, tell them to see you later. So, goodbye.
Thank you.
Hey,
nice tweet us, Ironic.
It was nice meeting you guys. I'm gonna at you guys. I think I'm following you, so I'll make sure that I talk to you guys more often. Chris, don't hang up on me, because I want to listen to your show. But don't hang up on me. I just trust you.
Okay, I'll put you on hold then. Okay.
Okay.
All right. See you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, she was sweet.
Yeah, she's. We've known each other. Wow, how long has it been? Almost I want to say, I almost said 7 years, but that might be too long. But I've known her for a long time, and she's, we've been really good friends over the years. So really glad to, you know her. Let me do this. I actually need to go ahead. I can actually take a break for a second. Again, everyone, that was Ironic. You can hit her up on Twitter at IWRANIQ. And, of course, you can hit her up on my website as well, www.imtnworldwide.com. Click on music. There's a great new article on her, and I'm actually will be updating it again as I have another new track that I'm actually about to play right now. Just a little snippet for her. In the meantime, it's myself and the Fairfax Twins, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 24. Don't go anywhere. Callers, if you call in, don't go anywhere. Let me put you on. Don't call in and hang up on me now. I still got a good 10 minutes left on the show, okay? But going to take a little bit of a break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Be back in a second.
You know, I always wanted to be something different growing up, not realizing I already was. And I didn't want to make music because everybody else made music, because I'm not a rapper, I'm not a singer, I'm honestly just an artist, so I don't need a genre. I hope you understand that. I'm a fresh breath of air. I must be rapping Listerine. Allergic to the phony. The truth is my antihistamine. I make you niggas sick of me. You bitches can't get rid of me. I'm here to change the game so you can see how it was meant to be. This rap shit is a cinch to me. It's really like a science. And I've been on my bed, I'm at like Heron Dr. Wiley. I can't deny it. A bitch ain't even trying. I'm probably phone boning while typing with a fine bitch. Niggas say I'm pretty. Bitches say I'm sexy. I could get two F or middle finger their perception. My life is such a blessing. I feel like I'm a deacon. And like I didn't climax, I ain't even at my peak yet. Ho, steady speaking. You ain't say shit before. Now I'm dodging more bullshit than a matador. Baby, what you mad for? I thought you'd be happy. But I can see your hate, and that's why I say laugh. You hoes wanna talk shit? You wanna bring me down a bit, huh? And all you niggas steady talking, but stay but stop walking. And all you niggas wanna hate, I'm in. Same niggas wanna date, I'm in. These niggas stay hating.
Give me some more.
Niggas stay playing. Yeah.
Give me some more.
Nah. Let me show you how I bring the thunder. Cup, cup, boom, so the floor will take you under. Excuse me, I'm trying to make you wonder. I'm the coldest motherfucker from the winter to the summer. Bitten, venom, coldest tundra, no rhythm, no conundrum. A villain, I'm a killer, I'm a hearing, I'm a slayer. I'm an intro, suave, trash, like a feast. You a fucking monster, I'm a motherfucking beast. Okay, I ain't trying to go so hard like that. Your bitch looking good to be a hood rat. Ain't nothing wrong with a rat being fat. But goddamn, do she gotta wear baby fat? I'm so out of your league. OMG, motherfucker, nigga, please. Me, oh my, oh my, oh me, oh my, oh me. Yes, sir. You hoes wanna talk shit?
Give me some more.
You wanna bring me down a bit, huh?
Give me some more.
And all you niggas steady talking.
Give me some more.
But stay, but stop walking.
Give me some more.
And all you niggas wanna hate, I'm in.
Give me some more.
Same niggas wanna date, I'm in.
Give me some more.
These niggas stay hating.
Give me some more.
Niggas stay playing.
Give me some
nah,
more.
Nah, nah, hickory, yeah. Dickory, check my soul, it's ridiculous. Gets it in like instantly, I'ma go to infinity. My emo is more sickly than the braces of Brittany. Did a nose has awakened me, I bang to my own tiffany. I'm a beast, you feeling me? Cause your girlfriend be feeling me. Her hands on me like healing me, say my kiss more like symphony. She talking like symphony and heavy, so into me. Her psych is so interesting, but these bitches don't interest me. I'm a beast, you hear me? I've a rhetoric habit, cause mayhem and tyranny. These hoes that be lusting me, wow. Be the very ones fearing me. We call it ironic, but you niggas ain't hearing me.
And now you niggas ain't hearing me.
Simply yeah. Put, I put it out there so simply. I'm a bitch with the mind of a nigga, so mentally. My senses are tweaked in a way that makes sense. So when I fuck with a bitch, this shit don't seem like a sin to me. You hoes wanna talk shit?
Give me some more.
You wanna bring me down a bit, huh?
Give me some more.
And all you niggas steady talking.
Give me some more.
But stay, but stop walking.
Give me some more.
And all you niggas.
All right, this is Chris and the Fairfax Twins, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 24, back online. That was actually no genre that I just played. What I played at the very beginning was actually her freestyle, and I will actually probably play that on the outro. Ironic will be doing a lot in 2012, as will the Fairfax Twins. How y'all doing tonight so far?
Good.
I like that little snippet.
Yeah,
oh, nice. Yeah, you should have seen me when I heard it for the first time. I was screaming at the laundromat. I told her too. But anyway, that's on the subject. Why do women hate on other women trying to pursue goals? We've gone through a few questions and gotten a few thoughts from the both of y'all. And then Ironic also called in. And like I said, within the industry of quote-unquote entertainment, like I said, it's easy for people to lose focus, you know, maybe not have confidence in themselves and things of that nature. But, you know, if it's just the J word, jealousy, you know, that's inherent within a person to where they see someone doing more because they're putting in more effort and maybe they're just lazy, okay? And some people just never want to see it like that, but that's the truth. You know, I see that all the time. You know, they give up very easily. And then when they see other people doing stuff and they put it on Facebook, they put it on Twitter, and then all of a sudden you get subliminal messages going back and forth. You know, I see everything, okay, and I know what's happening. And it's just very disappointing, and that's why I did this particular show. I'm going to do a few more shows after the fact. Off of that, do y'all have any other thoughts or words of either advice for those who are trying to get started in something? It doesn't have to necessarily be entertainment. It could be anything, but as far as a woman goes, what do you think, you know, women as a whole can do, or what should they do when they encounter those situations? Lauren or Whitney, whoever wants to go first.
This is Lauren. I'll say something first. Well, I think as far as just pursuing a goal and just really going hard at it, that's the important thing. And no matter what you're going to do, you're always going to, you know, face, you know, hardships or tribulations or things that will bring you down. You know, people won't always be on your side. Just put it that way. You know, you'll always have a couple people who will be against you and who just, you know, will hate on you basically. So with that being said, just always just remember just to stay true to yourself and be real. As long as you have your true friends and your family who support you, you know, your support group who are on your side, that's all that should really matter. Just don't give up, even though there will be times you're going to want to give up through personal experience. I can say that for myself. So just focus on what you want and it'll happen.
Stay positive. And like I said before, there are so many beautiful women in the world. There's no reason to hate. Just take 2 seconds instead of hating. Take 2 seconds to be like, you're beautiful. You know, it's just much easier to get along. So stay positive, stay dedicated. You know, the more hard work you put into something, the more outcome there will be. So,
I just want to say again, and y'all have heard it from me a few times already, that I'm very proud of y'all up till now as far as y'all's effort and what y'all are doing. At the point where you decided to go, you know, full steam with your pursuits as far as modeling and acting and whatnot in a very short, you know, relative period of time, look how much stuff has happened for y'all so far. And y'all are really just, you know, literally, when you talk about someone just getting started, y'all are literally really just getting started. You know, y'all have done a lot, okay? So, you know, just keep that going. And like I said, it's just about to be February. So we got a long year, you know, ahead and everything. Let's do this. I'm going to close out the show. Tell everyone how they can find y'all on the internet currently.
Right. Well, we just set up our Twitter account like 2 months ago. Like everything just happened 2 months ago, literally. So we've been hiding under a rock, but follow us on Twitter at Fairfax Twins, and we also have our Fairfax
Facebook
page, right, on Facebook. Whitney Marie, Lauren Ashley, those are on Facebook too, but Twitter is the main one. That's Fairfax Twins again. So.
Everyone
and then, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, our Facebook, our Fairfax Twins on Facebook as well.
Cool.
Right.
All right. Well, everyone listening, I hope you appreciated this episode. There will be other episodes of the same title. I'm going to do like a 5-part series. At least I'm going to try to. Might have the Fairfax Twins on again as guests. We'll see if we can get them scheduled. But in the meantime, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Definitely check out the website where you see everybody that I get to work with. www.imtnworldwide.com. Hey, guess what? We're booking everybody this year, so don't play around. Get your budgets together and book some of these really talented women and men that I do work with on a regular basis. In the meantime, I'm going to outro again with Ironic and a Freestyle. Fairfax Twins, say bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
I am not no Nikki, not no Missy, not no Iggy, not no Shauna, or no Audra, not no Trina, or no Nitty, but I fucks with them, yeah I fucks with them, so please don't get it twisted, I'm from a gender that considers hating more than complimenting, I'm a woman, yeah a woman, don't expect y'all girls to get it, talking shit about each other don't necessarily mean you win, cause I gotta play on words that'll make a rapper chick just quit, but your girl is never threatened.
in the same way she never tempt. I'ma get it. Biggie says sky is the limit. Put my city on the map, be the best in Allen Chico. Get it. Be a blessing to my mama, take a whole new way of living. Make my baby daddy wish he never hit it and then quit it. I'ma get it. Yeah, bitch, I'm trying to get it. The flow is cooling down, but I think the steam's relit. Balling was a dream, and now I'm about to live it. But y'all can keep the fame and all the shit they say come with it. You can have the egos, a false sense of confidence. Cause I just take the block and the title of the illest. No, I'm not the thickest, and my titties ain't the biggest. If that was on the memo to be the thickest, then I miss it. And no, I'm not a boss, ain't afraid to admit it. How the fuck gonna be a boss when you own nothing that you're spitting? If I can't be a boss, then I'll settle for a beast. The tummy's rumbling, I'm also hungry. I think it's time to feast. It's time to go so hard to hear about it. Supercharged, like the fear about him. Hit him in the nuts, drip his ear about him. Switch up the name, third gear about him. They say the game is hella dirty, well, I got my play clothes on. And I ain't got no curfew, so I'm hanging on that line. Cause I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Your girl is so authentic. Arrogance on